Thank you for opening our eyes of understanding. May your name be exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you as ministers of God in the line of music. Thank you for remembering us and ministering to our needs. May your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Lord, as we are coming to this second session, we ask that you speak to us again in Jesus' name and pour us a blessing. Speak in a way that each and every one of us will understand in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. We are still talking about hindrances to achieving pure worship in music ministrations, or in music ministry, if you want to put it that way. And what I used the better part of the last session for was to lay down for us what Christian music is and what it is meant to achieve. I'll begin this afternoon by talking about, or by beginning to talk about, the things or the hindrances that will not make us to achieve pure worship such that the glory of God comes down every time we minister. I've picked the one, not because that I won't talk about now, not because it's the number one, but because within the time frame that we have, okay, that's all that we can take. Us want to close by one today so that you'll be able to be on your way on time. So we are speaking about self-worship. 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 It is one of the hindrances that makes it very difficult for us to achieve true worship. Are you getting it now? Self-worship. I want us to go to the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 28, from verse 12, we will stop at verse 19. There's something that I want you to understand about music ministry. Music ministry is the kind of assignment, are you getting it, that combines a calling with natural talents and skills. Okay? It combines the call of God with your natural ability and acquired skills. Okay? And so, when the three, if they blend properly, what you will have is a very powerful song minister. But there are dangers in it. People could be so drawn to you to the extent that all they want to just do is touch you. You see it with worldly musicians and all that. Because they just believe that you are such a gift. And they are correct. So if you're not careful, this combination of calling, gifts, and skills, okay, because you could be talented as a musician, you could also be trained, okay? Excuse me, as a musician. And if you are a Christian musician, you are expected to be called. Is it not so? So I want you to imagine the combination of call with talents and skills. Imagine the three of them perfectly blended. what you have is one of the names that King David was called, you have an angel of God. People will believe that you are not normal and ordinary like them. Okay? And if you're not careful, you will fall into the same condemnation that Satan fell into. And as it ended here, because the passage I want to use to talk about this is the fall of Lucifer, okay? As it ended here in my Bible, then after one album, or max two albums, the person descends forever, never to rise again. One of the things I will still spend some time for us to talk about, maybe not today, is handling fame and popularity as a music minister. It's also one of the pitfalls of music ministers. When your skills and your talent is very strong, and you are responding to the call of God as a music minister, if you are not careful, if you are not discipled, if you are not studying your Bible constantly for yourself, what you may veer off into is self-worship. Have you seen a skilled musician play before? Huh? Somebody who is talented and then is skilled also playing. Now imagine that that same person is backed by the calling of God. Huh? This will also set the tone for what I'm talking about tomorrow. One of the major hindrances of achieving true worship or bringing down the glory of God with our music ministry. Sexual immorality. That's why when those three things are combined and there's no discipline, do you understand? There's no fear of God. That's why it's normal and natural for people to be attracted to a musician, whether male or female. There are people whose voices you hear, you wish you are not married. Especially if your wife cannot sing. You understand? Maybe what she will be doing for you in the house is singing. That combination, you know, it's too powerful to ignore. It is too what? Too powerful. Imagine that the person comes. I see there's someone that calling gives you automatically. If you are called of God, there's an anointing. Okay? It's not anything. When you stand there, Father, we thank you. Because it was God that put it there. Eh? There are things that residual anointing does for you. I mean, the anointing that is in you, not the one you are about to collect. The one that at least, though, even if God won't give you another one again, this one that you have already, there's what it can do. And then you mix it with your talent as a singer. In fact, 9 out of 10 music people are talented people. Either with instruments or with a vocal, what do you call it? Is it vocal talent or something? People that sing. Then imagine if they have now gone to fine-tune it by being trained in a school or the other. So, when such a person stands, it's almost very difficult not to see them. Except they have learned how to make deliberate choices not to be seen. Okay? Accept it. If they haven't learned it, the people will keep seeing them. The people will prefer them. Do you get the idea now? And that may lead them into self-worship. What is self-worship? The worship of yourself. That's self-worship. Because you believe I'm so high up there. When I sing, things happen to people. Even if I'm playing. Because talent are things you can do. Even when you're not serious. And it will look, it will still look somehow. Like me now, I'm talented as an artist. One of the things that have shocked me in my life is that the art style, you know, because there are styles even in your talent, okay? One of the styles I use, the one I don't consider serious, honestly, that's the one people always want to pay for. And it bothers me. The one that I won't feel like I'm working, you understand? That's the one people seem to like. Weird, is it not? The one that just comes to me natural. Even if I close my eyes, I can draw. You understand? That kind of one that people say, ah, very nice. Very. I'm like, this one very nice. If you now see me walking, that I'm serious, I want to walk. What will you now say? It's the same thing with music. Some of you never went to schools where you learned how your voice should be. Some of you never learned song arrangement. It just came to you. But when you begin to become an effective music minister, where you're able to combine the three, that's when you should be more careful. Because apart from the fact that it could lead to temptation, because there are people who will just throw themselves at you. You understand? It could also lead you yourself now, without anybody tempting you, to tempt yourself. And that's the one I want to talk about today. Amen. Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28. From verse 12.
Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28 from verse 12.
From verse 12. Son of man.
Son of man.
Take up a lamentation.
Take up a lamentation.
For the king of Tyre.
Upon the king of Tyre.
And say to him.
And say to him.
Thus says the Lord God.
Thus says the Lord God.
You were the seal of perfection.
Thou sealest up the sum. That is, you were the seal of perfection.
Full of wisdom.
You were full of wisdom.
And perfect in beauty.
And you were perfect in beauty. Full stop. Please hold on. I want you to imagine the description of a person. As when we are speaking of perfection, when we reach you are the seal. Huh? Imagine somebody wants to come and sing. And within 5 minutes that they will minister that song, you have discovered is the seal of perfection. That is full of wisdom. And that is what? Perfect in beauty. I'm speaking with you about what to do when grace breaks forth upon your life. And why people fail. In the days of Michael Jackson, there are people that, when he comes on stage, merely seeing him face to face in real life, they will faint. Just faint. Just check out. And me, this moment I can meet you. They will just faint. If you now say, hello, let me greet you, maybe they will die. Are you following me? It's possible that within just 5 minutes that you're singing, the people seeing you will see perfection of beauty. Fullness of wisdom. What's the third one? And they will see that after we have seen this one, we don't, you know, after a seal, can you put anything again? That no, this one, this is just, after this person has sung, there's no need anymore for anybody else to sing. I watched this thing last year, is it The Experience? Who watched it last year? Who watched the experience last year? Can you raise your hand? Oh, many of you didn't watch it. Okay. You were listening from the room. About two people ministered. So many came to perform. I was meeting that woman for the first time. I didn't know her before. One Igbo woman. That woman knows God. I testify. Ah! No. When she finished, you know, it was punishment for them to put her side by side with some other people that came to sing there. That's where that meeting should have ended. She was a carrier of the presence of God. She was not dancing. She wasn't even singing. You know, it wasn't even about whether sweet voice or anything. She had learned how to carry God's presence with her. To the extent that when she sings simple, ordinary songs, they are no more simple. I didn't know her before. It was later I heard that maybe she has an album or something. But I could feel God's presence using her from the TV. And it takes one to know another, is it not so? That was a woman of God. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be like her or be her. Even in your own simple way, it is very, 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 very possible that when you minister, such things happen. But the problem is this. May you know how to bear glory. May you know how to bear the glory of God. The Apostle Paul said, "For we have this treasure in what? Earthen vessels, so that the excellency may be of God and not of us." When you begin to notice the effect you have on people, you are in trouble. Do you understand? Because what makes you special is the fact that God has called you. But for every calling, there's a sending. A calling is not the permanent place where you stay. Okay? In humility, you must come every time there's a place to minister. Lord, what do you want us to sing? What do you want to achieve? That's one of the things that will help you from false worship. From self-worship. Neither should you say because you are talented. Things that God has given to get the kind of effect he wants to get. You understand? Don't say it now that it doesn't matter even if I didn't pray. When I get there, to still work. Because I'm like that. Music comes to me naturally. But what you're about to do is supernatural. You're not there to perform. You're there to minister. They're not the same thing. A worldly musician may do that. I mean, after all, in their kingdom, their law is lawlessness. So, anything goes and everything goes. Neither should you say, I was schooled at Muson Center, level 16. So when I come and the people will be dazzled. Your work is not to dazzle people. You're not a magician. Your work is to minister, to reach the hearts and lives of people by bringing God down to meet with them. Okay? The next verse.
You were in Eden.
Yes, you were in Eden.
The garden of God.
The garden of God.
Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius.
Please hold on. I wish we have enough time today. Every precious stone was your covering. Please, can you give me some precious stones that you know? Diamond. Can you say something? Sapphire. Sorry? Jasper. Imagine that a person is covered in all that. Should they put on the light? If they put on the light, what was happening? Sparkling. When calling meets talent, and the two of them meet skill, what would the person be doing? Huh? He will be dazzling, sparkling. But I read from what's the name of this book? Rejoiner's book. Final Quest. If I'm not careful, my own glory will blind me. And that's what leads to false worship. God puts attraction on us. It's normal. They call it charisma. Okay? Why he puts charisma there is that the person standing up, either to minister in the word or in songs, okay, must be attractive. Do you understand? And I don't mean that in a foul or defiled way. Okay? I'm not even talking about maybe sensual attraction. No. But there must be something comely, okay, about the person such that those sitting down or standing up listening to him want to listen to him, want to receive. You understand? From him. That's why Lucifer was like this. And that is why everyone who ministers is given so much grace that there will be something likable about them. There will be something attractive about them. We must not bear that attraction carelessly. We must not bear that attraction self-consciously. No. Neither must that attraction be used wrongly. Neither must it be abused by being used to abuse other people. Don't ever forget, somebody put it there. He who put it there can do what? He can remove it. Okay? You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Every. Sardius, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, and emerald, and carbuncle, and crafted in gold were your settings and your engravings on the day that you were created, were they prepared. Amen. Imagine all those precious stones that were covering were all set in gold. You don't understand? The background was gold. Eh? And then against that gold now, all those precious stones were set. Somebody is singing. Saying, I worship you. Somebody else is looking at the hands. And somebody's hand look like this. When charisma is used to draw people to yourself, it becomes seduction. What does it become? It becomes seduction. When it does not anymore lead people to God, it becomes witchcraft. You start bewitching the people. God puts it upon every anointed person. If you are now able to, apart from that calling, okay, work with skill, okay? Somebody can be skilled in Bible studies, is it not so? Or in Bible teaching, for instance. Can be skilled in it. You can learn how to do it. And some people can be talented in the way they speak. You could have the gift of oration, so that you know how to talk. You know how to arrange what they're going to say, and it will move the people. But you must go beyond them. Amen. You must what? Go beyond them. Always make sure that per time you are where God wants you to be. Is this clear? You are an anointed cherub. Sorry, you are an anointed guardian cherub. I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God in the midst of the stones of fire. You walked. You were blameless in all your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. In the abundance of your trade, you were filled with violence in your midst, and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O guardian cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. This is one of my emphasis in verse 17. Your heart was proud. Why? Huh? Because of your beauty. That's self-worship. Can you see that now? Your heart was proud. Why? Because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. Can you see that now? So, yes, God put all these things in me. He makes me attractive before the people. When I minister, they are blessed. The moment you begin to look at yourself, you know, some of you, when you are singing, because you know that you're very good at ad-libbing and you know that your voice is very sonorous and sweet. Instead of singing, you know, oh, and you would have left ministration since. Since, so, and you are just admiring your voice while you are there on the altar, supposedly ministering to God. And we can't replace you now, you are a best singer. That doesn't mean God can't. He would rather raise a stone to sing, or he will make the wind to clap their hands together in worship of him, than listen to another person who has become a tin god. Yes, but why must I be that attractive and all that? Because you cannot worship God. Huh? Lesser than that. If you are worshiping and praising God or ministering to God in whatever capacity, you must be at your best. You understand? To be able to be worthy to even worship Him. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. By the multitude of your iniquities in your righteousness, or in the righteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought fire out from the midst of you, and it consumed you. And I turned you to ashes on the earth in the sight of all who looked on you. All who know you among the people are appalled at you. You have come to a dreadful end and shall be no more forever. How many albums have you listened to that maybe it was the first album that took the people out and was very sweet, very popular, and was everywhere? You must have heard songs like that before. Have you? Especially Christian songs. Then what happened afterwards? Eh? They died. Why? This thing happened to them. They would so simply be unable to produce another one. Why? Because they became corrupted by their wisdom. They became sinful and blinded by their beauty. Do you understand? I mentioned once, and I told some people, I said, if God gives you any skill, let's even not talk about music ministry now. Let any skill at all, or any gifts at all. And you are able to do the first one successfully. Eh? And in it all, you are faithful in giving glory to God. When you are about to do the second one, will God be with you or not? Eh? If you release the second one, and it's at par with the first one or better, huh? You release the third one, and it's better than the second one. Then you begin to fulfill that scripture that says the path of the just is as what? A shining light that becomes brighter and brighter until when? Oh, the perfect day. You don't understand. The first one, if it's a hit, It's called a heat. But people are waiting for the second one. Okay? By the time you release the second one, and it beats the first one, it's not just a heat anymore now. Huh? You have registered into the school of becoming an icon. The first one makes you a star. The second one makes you an icon. When you release the third one, it's better than the second and the first one, you become a phenomenon. You become an enigma. You are set apart in the world as somebody who should be watched out for that. Whenever I want to release anything, just go and line up. It will be good. Amen. It will be what? When I released my first book, when I was 27, people liked it. When I released the second one, when I was 30 or 32, so much, wow, this is so amazing. People were stealing each other's copies. But I kept giving God the glory. So at the end of the second one, the Lord told me, we will not use the same method for this third one. By the time he was telling me how I will write the story, I was shocked, and I knew of the truth that wisdom is in God alone. Because the truth is that it's far more interesting. I've read it since I wrote it. It's far more interesting than all what I've written. Even the style of art and all of that, the resources at my fingertips, the kind of experience I have now, is by far better than what I was doing before. But I'm not confused to think of myself as anything. I know there's what God wants to achieve. And really where I'm standing is what he wants to achieve and what he wants to do. So this same thing is true for music. That you are successful with an album doesn't mean you bring out the second one. It doesn't mean so. If you're able to cross that line of first, second, and third, and your spiritual life is still intact, then you have no more problem. Because by that time, you are not trying to act again or trying to be holy. You are already what? You don't know. You are already holy. There's a lifestyle. It's not something you are trying to do. That's how you are. One of the major ways by which people don't achieve true worship is through self-worship. When they release that first album and they have been invited everywhere, they don't know that if you come from God, you must return to God. Most never return. They go up and down until the anointing they have gathered for years in God's presence dissipates. Then, when they want to produce the next one, they will think they don't need to pray more than how they prayed at first. They just did. By the time they read the second one, like, people are wondering. And I can give you examples. What's the name of the person that sang Open Up by Anointing or something? What's the next album? Do you understand? What about Olorio Koshimbawa? What's their next album? Huh? Is that what you want to become? And it's not that these people don't produce second albums, third albums. They do. Somehow, nobody will just seem to hear them. It's not that they don't produce. But you know something? Since I was in primary school, amen, Domoen has been singing. The next one he sings will still be a hit. What did they get right that they got wrong? Self-worship. Amen. That's what they got wrong. But how do I say this? May you not fall for the trap of celebrity. It's a worldly concept. Jesus told us, when you have done what was expected of you, say I'm but an unprofitable servant. When they begin to call you Christian celebrity, the writer of Kenego Keneko song, and they are carrying you up and down, and you two are walking like a celebrity. I saw our friend, we're in the same fellowship together. Was in Ghana International Airport. And I was shaking my head. Is this what you have become? They put him on billboard. See a singing like that. He looked like a gangster. We were in the same fellowship together. We worship and serve God together. I wonder what happened to you. You need to wear chain now. Use big glasses like Abacha. Happened to you? When he sings songs, I just see hip hop. That's all I see. You know hip hop. The way those Americans do, and those black Americans with chain on their neck, like dog chain. That's just what I see. I wonder what happened to you. If you do not fall for the trap of celebrity, perhaps the Lord has found an instrument you can use. Who are celebrities? People that other people celebrate. No, so even when there's no reason to celebrate them. Which celebrity have you seen that is happily married? Are they plenty? If they exist, are they the majority? And yet, because celebrities are supposed to be the role models of the world. Is it not so? They are the ones at the peak of world system. So when they wear a Gucci shirt, everybody wants to go and buy Gucci. If they carry a Louis Vuitton bag, everybody wants to go and buy Louis Vuitton. Somebody called me once and they told me, wow, you wrote a book and now it is National Holiday. Wow. You know, when the government announced June 12th as National Holiday, everybody started calling me. Who have not called me for years. So I was wondering, what are they calling me for? Did my behavior change? The way I talk, did it change? Did I start walking as if I'm on a cloud? Those things are nothing. Whatever God gives you so that you have influence over other people is for His own glory. It's not for your glory. And celebrities are people who take those things for whose glory now? Their own glory. And because Christian musicians don't understand it too, they go that same way, okay, and then they crash. I watched the biography of Biggie Smalls, B.I.G., Notorious B.I.G. You know, and as I watched it, the song that became a hit song, I don't know, is it More Money, More Problem or something like that, I can't remember. You know, is it that one or another one, I can't really remember. But he was at the peak of depression, because he was sad most of his life. They are all of them, they are always sad, the celebrities. They have a plaster face, or when they smile to people for the camera. But their lives, go. They are very sad people. If you see what inspired him to sing that song, I cannot mention it in this holy place. I'm telling you. And the whole world, As I wrap up, there was something I said before that I want to repeat again. Okay? When you are talented, in music. Okay? And you have practiced and practiced, and you are very skillful in the same music. When your talent and skill is backed up by the calling of God, you become an enigma. Just as we saw the description of Lucifer in this passage. And then in calling, you are the seal of perfection. Amen. In talent, you are full of wisdom. And in skill, what's the third one? You are perfect in beauty. If you are not careful, it may lead you to self-worship. When you begin to sing or play instruments, do you know that you can hold a whole concert just to prove a point that, where is the person that can sing like this or play instruments like this? Do you know it can be done? And yet you call it Holy Ghost first and all those names that meanwhile, just to prove a point. Baba that you can't deceive knows why you are doing what you are doing. When you give in to self-worship, you set up yourself as an opposition to God. And God will bring you down so that people can worship Him. Okay? It will bring you down. This is not limited to just music ministry, or shall you know? It's to whatever at all that God anoints you to do in whatever field. Who must take the glory? So don't be a celebrity. Amen? When grace breaks forth over your head, don't be a celebrity. Don't choose to remain under. Choose to remain what? Just choose that's where you want to remain. And when people see you and they say, it's a great honor to shake your hand. Be simple. Don't hear what they are saying. Be how? Be simple. Be yourself. Don't hear what those things are saying. They're not important. If you're going to reach the mark of God's calling over your life, beyond that step that you have achieved now, there are more steps. What did I say? There are more steps. Don Moen has done about 18 albums. I have about 15 of them. You know? And some of the songs are when I was in primary school. You understand? I mean, in about two years now, be 40 years. So imagine how many years his ministry has spanned. Imagine. I think it's going close to 70 now. You know? No matter what God has given to you to do, you will not reach, because the peak of music ministry is that every time you minister, the glory of God comes down. You understand? Even if God has now blessed you, you are like that, your next matter is now learning to keep that. That every time you minister, the glory of God comes down. But when you are busy admiring yourself, where you should be praising God and admiring God, even before the people, a time will come, grace will leave you. I'm talking about that grace that is fresh. Gifts will be left. And I can assure you, without the incubation of the presence of God's Spirit upon your life, all your gifts will become sour. It won't be fresh again. After a while, I come and struggle with it. Show that skill that you know. You will bring it to bear. And even the most unspiritual person will say, oh God, why is he doing all this thing that he's doing? And he used to sing well before. That will not become your story in Jesus' name. Let us stand up. I want you to pray. Lord, lead me by the hand. When you increase me in grace and in growth, when you increase and promote me in resources, teach me how to handle fame. Teach me how to handle power. Teach me to handle popularity. Let my calling, let my gifting, let my skills not become my graveyard. Only cause them to enhance my usefulness to you. Help me never to see myself as anything more than what you see me as. No matter what people say about me, no matter how much they respect me, no matter how they want to be around me, cause me to be faithful to you alone. Teach me to be faithful to you alone. In the name of Jesus. If popularity will break upon me suddenly and it will cause my doom, let me never be popular. Keep me in any position where it will be easy for you to keep me. Don't promote me to a position where you'll be calling me and calling me to come back, and yet I can't even hear again. In the name of Jesus. The man worshipping himself will not be honored with God's presence. Because it's not God, it's just a man. And it's only God that is worthy of worship. No man is worthy of worship. Help me in the name of Jesus. Help me in the name of Jesus to respond to you. Help me to be a minister that you can use. Help me to be an instrument in your hand. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be able to handle fame. Help me to handle popularity. Help me to be able to handle money. Help me to be able to handle power. In the name of Jesus. I do not want to worship myself. I do not want to admire myself. There's enough splendor in your glory. I want to be constantly dazed by the splendor of your glory. I don't want to see myself. The only place I want to see myself is in your word. What you are saying to me. What you are saying about me. What you are saying I should change. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see my excellence because I'm not excellent. I don't want to see the perfection of my skills because you are the only one who is perfect. I don't want to be a celebrity because you are the only one that ought to be celebrated. I want to just be an instrument in your hand, and I want to be a friend of God. I want to be an instrument in your hand, and I want to be a friend of God. Keep me humble. Keep me simple. As power, fame, popularity breaks forth over my life, keep me humble. Keep me simple. Keep me approachable. Keep me teachable. In the name of Jesus. Let it be so, precious Lord. Keep me approachable. Keep me teachable. Even in the name of Jesus. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures
stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great.
Anyone here that will want to make a commitment to God, I want to believe that most of us are song ministers and choristers, and at least once in a week or once in 2 weeks we find ourselves before men leading people in songs or worship. But this afternoon, like, I still feel within me that God is committed to making those that he can trust with stage or with pulpit, those that he can trust with a gathering of his people, those that he can trust with worship Sunday services, where they can lead men before, to him, and not looking at themselves, and being able to climb, and being able to walk with God against every hindrance to worship. So this afternoon, if you are convinced in your heart, and you really, really want to be a part of those that will worship in truth and in spirit, those that will be in the class of men like David, in the class of those that really, really lead men, those that led men before or to God's presence in the Bible, those that are registered as song ministers and choristers in heaven. This morning, this afternoon, I want you to make this commitment that, Lord, I want to be enlisted. Lord, I want to be enlisted. You don't have to say it. Lord, I want to be enlisted. I want to join the class of these men. I want to be part of those that wherever I go, anytime I stand before men, I will not stand for myself but for you. I will not look for myself or look unto myself, but I will only look unto you. If you want to be part of this man, I want you to raise your hand. I just want you to raise your hand as the Lord is seeking for true worshippers. He's the one that will make you one. But there is a need for you to come before him and say, Lord, I want to be part of it. I see God asking, who will go for us? As he was asking before Isaiah. And heard Isaiah saying, here I am, send me. I want you to raise your hand as you will be making that commitment. Lord, please. I just don't want to be part of those that are against you. I don't want to be part of those that are against you. I don't want to be part of those that promote self-worship, that promote worship that will not go beyond the roof. Lord, I want to be part of those men and women that are careless, they care not about themselves. That all that they bother and care about is who you and what you want them to do for you. What they care about is what heavens have sent them to do. They do not care about what the congregation say about them or what they want the congregation to see about them. But what you want to see, what you want them to do, I want you to raise your hand to him and say, Lord, please bring me part of such men. Make me part of this man. Lord, as you raise your hand, I want you to see it as an altar call. I may not be calling you out, but I want you to see yourself coming out and say, Lord, please. Lord, I want to come out of them. I want to come out of the world that you are tired of. I want to come out of those that you are not interested in. Lord, please enlist me. Lord, please enlist me. Lord, please enlist me. Bring me in. Lord, bring me in. Lord, bring me in. Just as you brought David in, just as you enlisted David and other men in the Bible that you can trust over with your presence. Lord, God, please bring me in. Lord, bring me in. Oh, Lord, bring me in. Lord, this morning, this afternoon, Lord, I am asking and I'm saying, Lord, I want to be part of them. I want to be part of them. I want to be part of those that will carry your presence. I want to be part of those that cherishes those that cherish your presence, that go for your presence alone. Lord, please bring me in. Lord, bring me in. Bring me in. Lord, bring me in. Lord, write me into your story. Some of us at some time and one time in the past, God has trusted you with so much, and he saw you going in the path of the same men that he withdrew from. But the Lord is interested in restoring some of us as we'll be laying down our hearts, saying to him, Lord, no more will I go for myself. No more will I bother about what men want me to do, but what you want me to do. more, oh God, no more, no more, no more, no more, oh God. No more, oh God, please help us. Lord, beyond what any man knows, even of himself, Lord, you know things that hinders us from attaining and from doing exactly what you want us to do, from working on that path that you want us to work on, things that hinder us from worshiping you in truth and in spirit and leading men to your presence, even as we live consistently in your presence. Lord God, we pray those things. Lord, please take them away in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you walk with men like David. You walk it out in men like David. Lord, we pray that in the life of every one of us, Lord, we pray that you walk it out in us. In the name of Jesus. Either a point in our level of consecration, our own walk with you, that you need us to get to, before you can continue with us. Lord, we pray. Even as we go home and be with you personally at one time or the other, Lord, bring us to this point consistently in the name of Jesus. And help us not to be able to go away from that point. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for your Son that you have used. Thank you for your word that you have sent to us. Let it accomplish that which it sent to do in our lives in Jesus' name. As we continue tomorrow, Lord, we pray that from where you stop and to where you want us to get to, you will take us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying.